This is the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
We'll go to Patty now in Los Angeles.
So my question is something about Adam and Eve. And I know for my children, I always explain to them that it didn't matter whether Adam and Eve existed, that the whole point to that story was to talk about how much God loved us, loved the world, and how much love God had, not whether or not Adam and Eve existed, because, you know, that's always a conversation.
The church teaches very clearly that Adam and Eve were real historical people, that it's not poetry, it's not a figurative story, it's not a fairy tale or a myth. They really were our first parents, the first human beings. And although it's true that the Bible certainly does employ allegory and it does use poetry, no doubt about that. That part is true, but it's not true to say that Adam and Eve are just poetic figures who never really existed. And if you'd like some detailed explanation of this, well, it's an encyclical by Pope Pius XII. It's Humani Generis, G-E-N-E-R-I-S. And it refers to the human race. And it is a treatise on what does the church teach about the origins of the human race. And he's really clear Adam and Eve are real people, real historical figures. And what he does is, not only does he uphold that teaching, but he also delves into some of the false opinions that people hold. And so I think that would be very well worth your time to read that. And he does refer to Adam several times. He says, for example, "For the faithful cannot embrace that opinion which maintains that either after Adam there exists on earth true men who did not take their origin through natural generation from him as from the first parent of all, or that Adam merely represents a certain number of first parents." He says, "It is in no way apparent how such an opinion can be reconciled with that which the sources of revealed truth and the documents of the teaching authority of the church propose." He's referring there to primarily to Scripture. "That these sources propose with regard to original sin, which proceeds from a sin actually committed by an individual Adam, and which through generation is passed on to all and is in everyone as his own." So here, this is in section 37, he pinpoints one of the reasons why the belief that Adam and Eve were not real people is because it would entirely eviscerate the truth of original sin. There could be no original sin if there was no original sinner, in other words. And so this is another reason why the church is adamant, no pun intended, that Adam and Eve were real people. So that's one source you can look at. You can also look, for example, at the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew's gospel where Adam is mentioned in the gospel under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So this entire legal genealogy for Jesus, the bloodline genealogy is given in the Gospel of St. Luke through Our Lady, and the legal lineage is given in St. Matthew's Gospel through his foster father, St. Joseph, to show the Lord's legal standing as a descendant of King David. But it traces back to Adam. And so that genealogy would be entirely worthless if it was being traced back to some non-existent figure. And then I would also recommend a book called Free from All Error. That's by Father William Most. He was a scripture scholar, may he rest in peace. And he has a lengthy section in here showing how those who claim, and I'm not pointing any fingers at you, Patty, I'm just saying wherever you heard this from, this error has been propagated for a long time now. And in that book, he explains why it's an error and what the church teaches on this issue. So forgive me for maybe, I'm not trying to download on you, but this is an important thing that people need to be aware of, you know.
No, and I'm glad that I called in because I've been telling my kids that, you know, all it doesn't really matter whether or not it's the message about God's love. So in a way, we're not necessarily saying, oh, it's wrong. We're just saying, you know, that it's a story of creation and it talks about God's love. But I'm glad I called in because I definitely want to read those articles because, you know, that question gets asked a lot of times and I just want to be able to answer it correctly.
You're welcome. No, I'm happy to do that. It's an important question, and it's surprising how many people are laboring under that misconception. Or they'll say, well, I was told that Noah and the flood, that's not real, and other things in the Bible aren't real. Well, it's interesting, and I know this is not something that you brought up, Patty, but by way of a side note here, Jesus himself invokes Noah and the flood as real historical person, a real historical event. Some people say that Jonah and the whale, that he was swallowed in the whale, that's just a myth. Jesus himself invokes that as an historical fact. So I always scratch my head when, you know, somebody who's got maybe a PhD in scriptural studies or something says something like this. Now, I know that you're not that person, but they can do a lot of damage by spreading these errors to people who are, they want to be good Catholics and they think they're hearing something that's legitimate, but in a case like this, it's actually not. So,
well, I appreciate you taking my call and explaining it. I'm definitely going to look into those links, and I enjoy your show. I found Relevant Radio not long ago, and I'm always tuning in. I've learned a lot and even learned more today. So thank you so much.
You're most welcome, Patty, and I really appreciate your Irenic spirit. I really do. Thank you for that.